Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks here, of course, with Paul DiTino. And as we know, unfortunate news for Prince Amukamara, torn bicep. He's out for the season. Here's head coach Tom Coughlin talking about next man up.
Well, we got to go. There are guys that, they obviously have been evaluated, and they were next up, as you say, and they're here, and we got to get them ready to go.
So, Paul, it's interesting because Seattle, they don't really have a number one wide receiver. Doug Baldwin is really the best that they've got on that wide receiving core since they traded Percy Harvin. How do the Giants counter their wide receiving core with the corners that they have?
Well, what you got to do is hope that guys can play above the X's and the O's, as Tom said the other day, because remember now, you've got not only Prince, you've got Thurman, and you've got McBride, three of their top four corners unavailable. So that means guys like Hosley. Zach Bowman had a stomach ailment earlier, and we're not really sure about his status later on in the week. So you're really down to slim pickings now. Guys like Chandler Fenner, who just had a cup of coffee in the Dallas game a few weeks ago, he may have to see some significant action. This is, guys, about studying up that film and just doing the best that you can.
All right, as we know, that Seattle Seahawks offense, it begins and ends with Marshawn Lynch. Here's Kiwi, Matthias Kiwanuka, talking about stopping the Skittles man, Marshawn Lynch.
The only thing that matters for us is how we approach a game. And for us, we're going to approach him as though he's at his full tilt. And we want to make sure that we don't take anybody lightly. We're not going to look and say, oh, this guy's down, so we're not going to pay attention to him. To me, that would be the wrong way to step into the game. We're focused on getting a win, which starts with shutting down the runner and then getting after the quarterback.
So, Paul, last week, Marshawn Lynch, he was able to beat up on the Oakland Raiders, not only on the ground but in the air as well. How do the Giants stop him?
You know, earlier when the Cowboys did a good job containing him, it was about getting three or four guys in like a cone to contain him, surround him, and then gang tackle. Because if you try to get him one-on-one, that is a real problem.
It's going to be an interesting matchup. Again, Paul DiTino, Anita Marks for your 2-Minute Drill.